Your support for FunDrive helps our radio station in so many ways. This year, we are replacing our broadcast tower on the top of Burnaby Mountain. This will allow us to make some significant and noticeable improvements to our broadcast signal. Awesomeness doesn't come cheap, and your support helps keep CGSF awesome. Donate today at cgsf.ca/donate.
Welcome to the Earth Church. I'm Reverend Billy here in New York City. Here we are in the Church of Stop Shopping, trying to change our consumption. Like the way the Earth stops us when a monster storm, when a wildfire, when a heat wave comes down on us, the Earth pulls us out of consumerism into clarity. And there we are. Our economy has been devastated, and what do? We help each other out. We're radicalized. We're left stranded in the good economy, the gift economy. We've got to have the power of the earth in us now. We thought we had that power a couple weeks ago, Climate Week. We all gathered in New York, marching, shouting, picking up the bullhorn. 75,000 of us at the end with AOC, the crowning achievement. Talk to us, AOC. It feels like it's a year ago now. It's been erased by bombs. And we all feel wrapped in a mystery, drowning in confusion, packaged deep in the utter nothingness of the back of the Amazon truck. Oh, children, let's rise up now. Let's be artists, activists. Yeah, like the earth. Like Duchamp, like Emma Goldman, like Andy Warhol, like Nina Simone, Mayakovsky, Laurie Anderson, Isadora Duncan, Yoko Ono. Let's be that kind of person that changes everything. That's what the earth is demanding of us. Ah, but we're in the mystery now. We can't find our way out. We're wrapped in confusion, cut off, shut off, in deep inside a package, down in the nothingness of the back of the Amazon truck. Our Climate Week feels like it was a year ago. We've been bombed into silence. Let's rise again now. All right? We got some work cut out for us in the next half hour. This is Reverend Billy. Come on, let's go. Let's go to the Earth Church. Somebody give me an Earth Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Why do you want to say Cassius Clay when Howard Cosell and everybody is calling you Muhammad Ali? Now why you got to be the one of all people whose color to keep saying Cassius Clay?
Howard Cosell is not the one who's going to fight you. I am.
You're making it really hard on yourself now.
Well,
why don't you keep the thing in the sport angle?
Not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My life, my life, my
I got my body. Thrill to it, feel to it. Real to it, earth to it. All my earth to it. Worth to it, here and there to it. Space to it, place to it.
Do it, do it, do it.
Can I get you to stop for a moment and rethink nature and get you to connect again? Because as children, I think we all love the natural world. And then we kind of get busy with our lives and we might move to a big city and then we're not as able to connect to what might be right outside our front door. One of the things I did, because again, when I put something like this in, I tracked all the carbon we used to make the piece. It was about 5.5 tons, and then the Natural Areas Conservancy worked with the Madison Square Park Conservancy, and in the fall, before the trees came out, they came in when there were no leaves on the trees, and they came out when the trees were dropping their leaves in the fall. So it went through one entire living cycle in Manhattan, but then the conservancies worked together in the fall, and we planted 1,000 trees and shrubs. So that's sort of where Ghost Forest was, and then my first panel discussions and open talks were all about nature-based solutions to climate change. Because again, 50% of all emissions are caused by land use change, and it is our greatest threat to biodiversity. So I kind of say nature-based solutions can save 2 birds with 1 tree. We can reduce emissions by 50 to 90%, according to many different reports. And we can also save biodiversity. But more importantly, in thinking about how do we connect to nature, you need to get people to love it and to be in awe of it and to be in wonder of it. So anytime I can get you to open your eyes, take a pause, breathe, and check out what's right outside our front doors, that's how we connect to nature.
Earth is our government. Earth is our God. Earth is our economy. Earth is our church. We listen to Earth and then we go back to the old institutions. We go to the president and the generals and the holy fathers and the doctors of thinking, and we get no response. Then we return to the Earth and await further instructions. We know that life itself is the best strategist. Earth speaks to us every day. The natural disasters are hard lessons. The silence of extinct life is a sorrowing earth. What earth knows is almost entirely unknown to us. The unknowable earth is everything that we believe. It is all the commandments. It is common sense. It is where compassion comes from. We put personalities on Mount Olympus to represent it. We pray to the watery fire that creates a child inside our loved one. We dance all night. Now Earth is our only celebrity. Earth is the only famous being that matters at all. Human history was made triumphing over Earth. Now Earth makes history.
So I started this project, and I didn't know where it was going. And I actually put things up on the website in full view as a work in progress. I am an artist that likes to work with time, and I knew the piece would be about an ecological history of the planet, past, present, and future. So if you think about what's missing, I wasn't focused on the dodo bird, because we really can't do anything about the dodo bird. It's about all the things that will disappear in our lifetime and what we can do to help. So it's about making you feel sad about how biodiverse this planet was and can be again, and then telling you what you can do in your own lives, and also some very big macro thinking about what this problem really is. But again, you know, the reason we're losing so many species is because we're destroying their homes. And so again, you can't protect species without focusing on habitat degradation and loss. So again, this is the intersection, the Venn diagram between the causes of climate change and the causes of species loss. And my emphasis throughout Missing is on nature-based solutions. And according to the Nature Conservancy and Project Drawdown, it is an immense amount of carbon that can be sequestered if we reform our agricultural practices, our ranching, forestry, and then protect more lands. So without going into it, it's multi-sided, the empty room. The first piece was for California Academy of Sciences. We took over the empty billboard in Times Square. It's a bit of a guerrilla art project.
But I don't want your hope. I don't want you to be hopeful. I want you to panic. I want you to feel the fear I feel every day. And then I want you to act. I want you to act as if you would in a crisis. I want you to act as if the house was on fire. Because it is.
Hello, and this is Reverend Billy. How are you? How's your experience of the Earth Church today? We've been talking to Maya Lin, and she became famous with her Vietnam memorial, which made possible the surviving loved ones of soldiers who had been killed in that illegal, immoral war of years ago, Vietnam. We applaud the life work of Maya Lin, and we're talking today about her piece, Ghost Forest. She took a dead forest that had been killed by complications of climate change from the Pine Barrens of New Jersey, took, you know, I don't know, it was must have been 50 enormous dead Atlantic white cedars, brought them to and replanted them in the Madison Square Park in the east side 30s of Manhattan. And there, setting up this grove, she gave us a very moving, stirring experience just to walk among these murdered trees. And to do it just a few blocks away from the cause, from the principal criminal, the climate criminal, J.P. Morgan Chase, just up the way, their international headquarters, just a few blocks away. It was art at its best, at its most direct. But I have to say, emerging from this symphony by the dead, feeling so motivated after that experience, to be strong activists on behalf of the living Earth, I have to say that the Madison Square Garden Conservancy curator, a woman named Rappaport, she completely undermined the very statuary that she was sponsoring. Maya Lin couldn't have been happy with how her work was presented. She denied that there was any connection with the current economy, with the corporations that poison the air and the water and the soil. She couldn't mention J.P. Morgan Chase, a stone's throw away, Jamie Dimon, the CEO, the principal climate criminal in American society. There he is, right over there. No, this curator was traditionally depoliticized. In her presentation to the press, in her talk on the website, and so forth and so on, she called upon people to have a moving experience, to have an artistic experience, to have the evocative experience of a living forest that had been killed by us. She invited us to have a guilty experience. But no, she had to be depoliticized. And she did a terrible disservice to the artist and to those once living trees by insisting that they have no connection, not really, not directly, not openly, a causal connection to the criminal just standing nearby in a skyscraper right over there. Come on. That's the kind of attitude that's killed the arts over the years, and that's one of the reasons the arts have such a weak relationship to the activism for the living Earth. Because these professionals insist on a narrow, depoliticized experience. They want us to be consumers. And we're from the church of stop shopping and start up your activism. Somebody give me an earth-a-lujah here.
Earth-a-lujah. Now to the death of Rodney King, the man beaten at the hands of police 2 decades ago, sparking huge riots in Los Angeles and triggering a national conversation about race. ABC's Cecilia Vega has a look at the life of the man whose simple words had a big impact. Can we all get along?
Can we all get along? Can we get along?
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. Researchers have discovered a hidden mechanism within hair follicles that allow us to feel touch. The findings have been published in Science Advances. Previously, touch was thought to be detected only by nerve endings present within the skin and surrounding hair follicles. Mushrooms of the genus Mycena, commonly known as bonnet mushrooms, are fungi that live off of dead trees and plants. New research from the University of Copenhagen demonstrates that bonnets can also find their ways into young, healthy trees and plants, where they try to cooperate. In doing so, they have made an evolutionary leap which challenges our understanding of the ecological roles of fungi. The favorable conditions sought after by Mycena seem to be related to human activity. It is reasonable to believe that humans have played a role in this adaptation because our monocultural plantations have provided fungi with optimal conditions for adapting. The fungi seem to have seized upon this opportunity. Wildlife on every continent are contaminated with harmful flame retardant chemicals, including some endangered species such as killer whales, northern sea otters, red pandas, and chimpanzees, according to a new map that tracks peer-reviewed studies from around the world. Flame retardants used in products like furniture, building materials, electronics, and cars to meet flammability rules can leach out and get into the environment, and eventually wildlife and people. Flame retardant exposure is linked to a host of health issues, including decreased fertility, certain cancers, endocrine disruption, impaired fetal and child development, and immune system impacts. New research also calls into question whether these flame retardants actually work to suppress fire. The Food and Drug Administration has proposed banning hair straightening products that contain or emit formaldehyde, more than a decade after the cosmetic industry's own experts declared the products unsafe. Frequent use of chemical hair straighteners has been linked to a possible increase in the risk of developing cancer of the uterus, also called endometrial cancer. Women who use the products often face more than twice the risk of those who do not. Other studies have linked hair straighteners and dyes to breast and ovarian cancer. The agency's scientists deemed formaldehyde to be a human carcinogen 7 years ago, and its lawyers started drafting a proposed ban then. Chemical hair straighteners are marketed almost exclusively to women of color. Last month, on a single night, 966 birds, mostly migrating warblers, were found dead around a glass building in Chicago, McCormick Place, the largest convention center in the U.S. They were all killed when they flew at speed into the highly reflective glass windows. According to estimates published in the journal The Condor, building collisions kill hundreds of millions of birds each year in the U.S. and reduce the total number of birds by 2 to 9%. In Chinese cities where glass buildings have also proliferated, scientists noted bird collisions are now an important global factor in bird mortality. Hurricane Otis tore through Acapulco, Mexico early Wednesday morning as a Category 5 storm, causing an incredible amount of damage. The city is cut off from the rest of Mexico by mudslides and downed trees. 27 people are reported dead. Winds reaching 165 miles per hour ripped through beachfront high-rises, hollowing out rooms and leaving buildings skeletal. The hurricane grew from a tropical storm to a Category 5 storm in less than 24 hours. Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana, the newly elected House Speaker, has questioned climate science, opposed clean energy, and received more campaign contributions from oil and gas companies than from any other industry last year. He has consistently voted against dozens of climate bills and amendments, opposing legislation that would require companies to disclose their risks from climate change, and bills that would reduce leaks of methane, a potent greenhouse gas, from oil and gas wells. He has also voted for measures that would cut funding to the Environmental Protection Agency. The United States has experienced $23 billion disasters resulting from extreme weather linked to climate change in 2023. The first meta-analysis of all experiments investigating trigger and content warnings has found they cause anticipatory anxiety and increased curiosity about the distressing content, also known as the Pandora effect. The research found trigger and content warnings do very little to inform our decisions to view or listen, let alone cope with what we find after encountering potentially distressing or triggering content. There is no evidence that trigger warnings help people mentally prepare themselves to cope with negative content. Typhoon Faxai took a shearwater bird on an epic journey when it swept up the bird, beginning an 11-hour journey that saw the bird complete 5 full circular loops. Tracking data revealed that the bird reached speeds of up to 55 to 105 miles per hour, soaring to an altitude of 15,400 feet. Shearwaters typically fly at about 35 to 40 feet. Over 11 hours, the bird completed 5 loops of the typhoon that was about 31 to 50 miles in diameter, traveling a total distance of 712 miles. The toll of heat-associated deaths in Arizona's most populous county, still being compiled after the area's hottest summer ever recorded, has soared over 360, alarming public health officials who say the final count will surely set a new record. Maricopa County, the hottest metropolitan area in the U.S. and home to Phoenix, reported that 361 heat-associated deaths have been confirmed this year as of October 7th. Another 238 deaths remained under investigation. This summer, Phoenix experienced the hottest 3 months since record-keeping began in 1895. Phoenix also set a record in July with a 31-day streak of highs at or above 110 degrees Fahrenheit. The Amazon River fell to its lowest level in over a century. Rapidly drying tributaries to the mighty Amazon have left boats stranded, while high water temperatures are suspected of killing more than 100 endangered river dolphins. For the first time, scientists have documented ants becoming entangled in plastic fibers. The impact and extent of the phenomenon aren't immediately clear, but it marks another milestone in the planet's deepening problem with plastic pollution. Scientists collected 113 ants from 40 different sites around La Palma, Spain. They found that three of these ants had become wrapped in some kind of fiber. Lab tests revealed that two of these fibers were made of plastic, one of which was wrapped around the ant's abdomen and another curled around an individual's legs. A new SUV purchased in 2023 will release more harmful carbon dioxide than a conventional engine car bought in 2013. The surge in popularity of SUVs is reversing the progress made in reducing carbon pollution from new cars. The wealthiest households were 81% more likely to own super heavy emitting cars compared to other income groups. The wealthiest households were 81% more likely to own super heavy emitting cars compared to other income groups. While the rich could afford electric vehicles, they were increasingly choosing high emission SUVs. Last year, sports utility vehicles accounted for nearly half of all cars sold, with particular growth in the U.S., India, and Europe. Activists are calling for an end to the advertising of the most polluting SUVs and the implementation of policies that make SUV owners financially responsible for the environmental impact of their vehicles. And now, the sounds of extinction. From The Cost of War, a website that details the outcomes of war. The post-9/11 wars include Iraq, Afghanistan, Yemen, Pakistan, Syria, and many other nations. The U.S. government is currently conducting counter-terror activities in at least 85 countries. Over 940,000 people have died in the post-9/11 wars due to direct war violence. An estimated 3.6 to 3.8 million people have died indirectly in post-9/11 war zones, bringing the total death toll to at least 4.5 to 4.7 million and counting. Over 432,000 civilians have been killed as a direct result of the fighting. Over 7,050 U.S. soldiers have died in the wars, and more than 30,000 war veterans have committed suicide. 38 million people have been displaced by the wars that followed 9/11.
And it's time to say goodbye and to hand out some thank yous. First of all, thank you for contacting us at RevBilly.com. You can email us there. You can donate. You can help us support this thing on our website. And we appreciate feedback and conversation about what's going on. There are about 50 stations that carry this 29-minute jam at the present time. If any of you have another station that you think we should pitch, we're ready for that. Our editor is Jason Candler. Thank you, Jason. Of course, Savitri D., co-founder of the Church of Stop Shopping, is right there reporting the news from the natural world. Maya Lin shared her wise strategies for peace and for loving the earth. And we had, of course, the contributions of the many great, some of them artists, some of the politicians, great human beings who changed our society for the better. We've just taken a few seconds from each of them, some of them, you know, offering their great quotes that were turning points in our culture. We're looking for that moment now. We're looking for that great moment now. How do we, well, we have the climate week erased by war. That's the practical problem we have right in front of us. And the practical solution is not clear. But we're going to history, going to these people that have helped us over the years, over the generations, by their sacrifice, by their sharing, and we've got to do that now. And the earth is the great activist. The earth is the first teacher. And the earth, we need to be open to the earth, take the risk to be with the earth, learn the earth's language, talk to the trees. As you know, we say that every show. We appreciate your being with us today. We're going to sign off for now. Wish you a safe and wild week with the earth. Somebody give me an earth-alleluia. Hallelujah.